Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Od Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the completion of the salam is to clasp the hand. That is to make musafaha. Od Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the completion of salam is to clasp the hand, to grasp the hand of the next person, that is to make musafaha. Jundub radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not make musafaha, would not shake hands with the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum when he met them unless he had greeted them first. Jundub radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not make musafaha with his companions when he met them unless he had made salam to them first. Lord, musafaha complements and completes the salam. One has to make salam before shaking hands and not suffice on shaking the hands only. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala has entitled a chapter in the above words in his Adab al-Mufrad, wherein he has quoted that Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to make musafaha with everybody. Thabit Bulani rahmatullah alayhi narrates that Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to rub scented oil, that is itar, in his hands every day for the sake of making musafaha. Thabit Bulani rahimahullah ta'ala narrates that Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to rub itar in his hands every day for the sake of making musafaha. The Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make musafaha whenever they met one another, and they would make mu'anaqa, that is, they would hug one another when they return from journeys. It should be noted that making musafaha is sunnah when one greets another Muslim. However, there are no specified occasions when it is sunnah to or encouraged to carry out this practice. It is not established a sunnah to formally engage in musafaha and mu'anaqa, that is, to hug one another, after the Eid Salah or after nikah ceremonies. There is no hint to this practice in the vast resources of hadith literature as well.